I have to put systems and programs in place that make me do smart things. A big part of being strong financially is that you know where you are weak and take action to make sure you don't fall prey to the weaknesses. And we are all weak. Sick children, bad transmissions, prom dresses, high heat bills, and dog vaccinations come up and you won't make the extra payment. Grow up. The FDIC says that 97.3% of people don't systematically prepay extra on their mortgage. If you have a $110,000 mortgage at a 7% interest rate, you will pay $732 per month for 30 years for a grand total of $263,520 over the life of the mortgage. If you pay back the same mortgage in 15 years, you will pay $988 per month, but only pay $177,840 over the life of the mortgage. You save $85,680. $256 more per month, and you will save almost $100,000 and 15 years of bondage. The really interesting thing I have observed is that 15-year mortgages always pay off in 15 years. If you must take out a mortgage, pretend only 15-year mortgages exist. Myth. It is wise to use the lower rates offered by an ARM mortgage or balloon mortgage if you know you'll be moving in a few years anyway. Truth, you will be moving when they foreclose. The adjustable rate mortgage, in which your interest rate goes up when prevailing market interest rates go up, was born to transfer the risk of higher interest rates to you, the consumer. In the last several years, home mortgage rates have been at a 30 or 40-year low. It is not wise to get something that adjusts when you are at the bottom rates. Balloon mortgages are even worse. Balloons pop. And it is always strange to me that the popping sound is so startling. Why don't we expect it? It is in the very nature of balloons to pop. When your entire mortgage is due in 36 or 60 months, you send out engraved invitations to Murphy. Myth. The home equity loan is good to have instead of an emergency fund. Truth. Again, emergencies are precisely when you don't need debt. The home equity loan is one of the most aggressively marketed loans today. The average American in debt to his eyeballs has exhausted all means of borrowing except the big second mortgage on his home. This is very sad, because we now put our homes at risk.